We bring you back in the studio this morning, one of the gay rights
activists. Yes.
What's your name?
Julia.
He said Pepe Ndzima Julia.
Pepe Ndzima Julia.
Welcome, Pepe. Thank you. Why are you gay?
Who said I'm gay?
Oh man, that meme's been out for like what?
Undefeated.
That meme's got been. It's had to have been out for like
undefeated. Easily. 3 years. I think it was. Undefeated meme. The meme of memes.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, welcome.
This is episode 10.
Finale.
Season 3. Boys are about to go on a hiatus.
That time of the year, you know?
That time of the year for spiritual cleansing.
Good old spiritual cleansing.
Like we like to say.
What is spiritual cleansing, my guy, again? For those who don't know. Because we do mention spiritual cleansing, but to you, what does spiritual cleansing mean?
Man, spiritual cleansing.
Yeah? Spiritual cleansing,
for me, is going back home, right? Seeing my people, especially my grandmother, you know?
Yep.
And just feeling connected with my roots, right? Just being able to touch the ground, just breathe the air and feel like you're, like you're really back home.
Yeah, yeah.
That's spiritual cleansing for me. And just
powerful.
Being around like good vibes.
Good vibes.
That's what it is.
That's powerful, man. That's
what about
powerful.
For you?
It runs along the same lines, you know. There's no place like home.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's no place like home, and especially with the pandemic and being away, there's a bigger or even like renewed appreciation of, like you mentioned, being back with family and just being home, you know. There's no feeling like it, so we got to go back.
100%.
And you know, like, life is changing so fast, so evolving, you know. Just imagine, you leave, you don't go home for even a year, you come back, there could be a lot of changes in the people or family members. Some might not be there anymore, or you never know. So we have to maximize any chance we get.
Mm-hmm.
So spiritual cleansing is a must.
And also, for those who don't know, we get that from the man himself, Jay Huss.
Yeah.
Because Jay Huss is a Gambian, UK.
British Gambian, yeah.
British Gambian artist. What would you call it? He's not grime. He's more just rap.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
But he's one of our favorite artists. And so he always says, he said he'll go back to Gambia or Ghana.
Gambia. Well, go back to Africa, yeah, with Gambia.
For spiritual cleansing in one of his songs, and like
after the album's done,
so,
and it's the same sense, it meant a lot, right? He's saying
exactly
this is him putting hard work with the album, and once he's done, once he's let all that energy and focus on it, he gets back to go back home and really unwind. And in a certain way, that's the same thing for us, like, you know, we're a whole year working hours and our countless meetings and deadlines and the grind, right? And after that, we get our opportunity, especially opportunity we didn't have the past year and a half ish to go back. So
So it's
it resonates, right?
It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, how you been, though, bro?
Man, we out here, like, in the words of Mo the Barber, slicing and dicing. But
just dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
That's all it is. All right. But we're doing good. Alhamdulillah. And just looking forward to wrapping up the year. Looking forward to a birthday. To celebrate another birthday. Yeah, boys are getting old, isn't it?
We'll put the cash up.
No, but we're doing good, though. You know, I'm just grateful. I'm in a good space. So,
hey,
as we say in Gambia, we say Santa Yala.
What does that mean?
Santa Yala is just thank God. I'm grateful for that. Santa Yala.
Yeah. Nah, bro, that's fire. Man, we love to see it. A black man in a good... Did you say good space?
Yeah, good space.
A good space, just living life and, being as great as he should be. You know what I'm saying? Let's head claps.
Please. Look, don't take this as I don't have, I don't have my mess ups and ups and downs, you know. But yeah, we all have ups and downs. It's important though, and I appreciate you just asking that question, especially as black men. We don't talk about this, right? Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel? What space are you in right now? Because you know, right now you're asking me this, and I am in a good space and calm and grateful for it. But you know, another time you might ask me this, and I'm in that, you know, dark space or a bad place, but the fact that you're asking me could be uplifting. So we need to kind of build more of this, especially as us, you know, black men, especially African men, because would you say this, I think this was not normally shown in our culture.
I agree. I think a lot of it is like kind of tough love,
you know? Tough love. Yeah.
I definitely got a lot of that, but,
especially from a male perspective, from a, you know, male man to man.
Yeah.
You know, it was tough love, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So check up on your boys.
Yeah. Please check do, up guys.
On your girls, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure everybody's doing good. Mental health is a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want to see you guys
flourish.
You know, flourish.
We all
in good spaces.
It's a must. You got to mark on it. You got to take care of your mentals now.
Yeah. So. Now, it's a little different for me than it might be for you, but how do you see, like, the pandemic has affected taking time off to go back home?
It has greatly affected it, greatly, because, you know, ideally for me, every year I want to go back home, especially.
I meant more so like the future of it, because a lot of people.
Oh, you're talking about in a future sense, not a past.
Yeah, like people are not working from home, you know.
It has opened up opportunities. But here's the thing, though. We have to have perspective, because like I said, we are still a very small minority that have this opportunity to.
That's true.
Work remotely and have even the chance to be in another country and still work. That in that context, yes. But in our own space, I do think it opens up opportunity, especially if he's kind of have those jobs that have that flexibility to, you know, I've had cousins who've, you know, traveled and was able to work, you know, even though time distance.
The time zones.
It's going to be difficult, but it's possible.
Exactly.
It would have never been possible before the pandemic. So it's opened up doors for us. And now is not when we really couldn't be only restricted to going during ideally December period, holiday period. Now it doesn't mean that you have to use your own personal time off or vacation time.
Exactly.
You can save that.
And I think I know like 5 or 6 people that have just taken like extended trips. Been there for like 5-6 months on end, you know?
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. So the pandemic has definitely opened up that door.
Yeah.
Still not easy to pull off just to pull off. It's not easy.
Because you can't just be going home for a week.
Exactly.
Like, you had to pull out 2, 3, 4 weeks.
And would you really want to be working too? Like
exactly.
If I go home, I don't want to be working, to be honest.
I don't think the lifestyle back home is conducive to a work life here. You know what I'm saying? The lifestyle back home is just too...
laissez-faire.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big adjustment most people struggle with, especially once you leave. You know, we don't even realize it. We become that capitalist mindset. We got to be always everything running 100 miles per hour being in this country. So when you go back home, or even I would say some countries in Europe that I've visited, you feel like everything's so laissez-faire. People are just so nonchalant and just...
Well, people also have...
Kind of like, just, you know, relaxed and...
They have so much more paid time off in the EU and stuff.
So... what do you do? Let's say if you have to go back, you know, going back to home in December, how do you request PTO well in advance? Do you kind of mention, hey, I'm traveling back home to Africa? Or how do you go about taking
your time off? I plan to see it early. So, like, I've been telling my manager about this since, like, March. Like, yeah, I'm going to be going home in December. So, he remember, well... He tells me, like, remind me later because I'm going to forget. But at least the seed is planted so that, like, if I come back to it, he knows, like, I haven't taken this trip. And like you said, we're in you and I are in a small minority where
of course
have the option to work from home. So I'm trying to see if I can extend my time there. And similar to the people who have been doing so.
And if it's an few extra days that you can work and at least still be there.
Exactly. The thing about my team is I might have to be on this time zone.
Okay.
Because just meetings are easier to take.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's... I'm excited. It's a pretty straightforward process. Sorry if that didn't answer you, but...
No, yeah, definitely. I think that's a... Because, you know, everyone, especially where they work, it's different cases, different circumstances. So I was just curious, and I'm sure people would be curious how you approach yours and...
How do you approach yours?
I think it's pretty similar. A month before in advance, I would let...
A month?
Yeah, come on, fam. What do I look like telling you in 3 months I'm going by home? Nah, sorry. I give you a month notice, bruh. a month. Ideally, I plan it. Sometimes I put my vacation notices... As long as it's a week before, I think it's all in free game. Because, again, it's called vacation, personal time off. It doesn't concern you in it. Anyway.
Can they say no?
Huh?
Can they say
no? No, no to who? Bro, like, no.
What if it's a week? Like, okay, how does coverage work?
Just have backups. If you have work or things due, make sure you have your backups covered. I think that's a response. That's what anyone should do. So,
like, do you tell your teammates in advance?
If I have stuff that's due while I'm away, yes, I'll communicate with teammates. I wouldn't tell a teammate, but ideally you should give your teammates at least a month's heads up. Like, hey, I have this work. If you're going to be around these days, can you backfill me or do this for me? You know how it is. You have to ginger them.
But you're saying your manager, you don't tell him till I'm
over. Manager, no. This is my advice, guys. I don't think you should tell your manager until 1 week. If it's domestic, tell your manager a week before. If it's international, you know, across the country, across the borders, you know, I'll say at least 2 weeks. But because, you know, I'm going back home.
Guys, it can only work for one guy. This guy.
Here's the thing, though.
Don't take his advice,
please. Guys, listen to me. Hear me out. Hear me out. Okay, don't let this guy hear me out. If I'm going back to home, to West Africa, I'm going back to Gambia, you know. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Variables exist, you know, going back home. The greater variables that my stay might be longer.
Okay.
Or clearly coming back, flights can be delayed and stuff. So... That's why it's only if I'm going to Gambia that I give a month's heads up. Mm-hmm. And I try to communicate with my manager that it's not as straightforward. I just don't board a flight and come back, usually. Okay. There's always an incident. There's always either a flight delay, I'm stuck in Belgium, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I give them a heads up a month before to say, hey, I'll be going back home. Yada, yada. These are my backups. Oh, shit.
Oops. Nah.
Bloopers.
I got it.
Anyway.
Nah, I hear you. Guys, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it. Ivan can fix it as I even talk and give my further explanation.
Okay.
So that's my recommendation. My rule of thumb, right? If it's a domestic trip that I'm making internal in the US, at least a week's heads up that I'm taking vacation. Okay. If it's an international that is non-Africa, up to 2 weeks. If I'm going back home to Gambia, 4 weeks. Standard.
Man.
Standard. That's my standard practice. Of course, everyone, you know, you should probably follow what company, team, what your manager team recommends, policy, team policy. Like. You can do all that, you know. Us, we're starting to be experienced out here. So, that's how I operate.
That is... Only Ibrahim can pull off something like that. But oh yeah, what else you got planned for December?
What do I have planned?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. Main thing, of course, is to see and spend time with family. Get to see the boys, my nephews, you know, so excited with that. Yeah, just being back home, chilling, you know, eating Gambian food every day.
By the beach.
Eating some chicken yassa, some Benachin, the real J rice, you know. Eating my favorite, like, kind of desserts, I would say, is called chakri. I just wanted, like, eat Gambian food every day because, I mean, I don't do it here, of course.
How far are you guys from the beach?
I mean, Gambia is, like, abundance of coastline. In our perspective, and it's very close. Like I can literally 5 minute drive. I could be there by the beach. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not.
I guess at a nice beach too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's calling the Smiling Coast. Yeah. We have really nice beaches, and I'm just not saying it just to gas.
That's one of the things that I've always envied of other countries with coastlines.
Yeah.
Because in Uganda, it's landlocked. So,
it's landlocked?
Yeah.
Oh.
So the only like beaches that we have are on Lake Victoria because it's so big. And there's islands in there. So yeah, I've kind of always been pretty envious of other countries, but that sounds dope.
Yeah, how about you? When you go back, what do you look forward to?
Mostly it's connecting with my people, bro. Just seeing grandma. Cousins,
of course.
Uncles, aunts. It's just like you spend so much time away from these people and they're your people, you feel me?
Yeah.
And just being united with them is like, yeah, that's all I look forward to. And then now, like, my cousins have kids, you know, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So those changes.
Yeah, those changes, you know, I'm like, yo, I'm getting old. Because, so my oldest niece? Yeah. She's almost as tall as her mom now. She's only nine.
Ah.
Nine? No, she's like maybe. She's maybe 11 or something, 12, maybe something like that.
Oh, how tall is her mom?
Her mom is tall. Her mom's like 5'8", 5'7", maybe something like that.
Oh, okay. Wow. So,
like, it's like she's saw growing you as fast, a baby, huh? You know, and now you're.
Which one is it? Are they growing fast or we're just growing old?
I don't know.
Somewhere in the middle.
I don't know. Somewhere in the middle.
So how many bags are you taking?
Bro.
What's personal and what's allocation for your flight back home?
See, the thing with me, bro, I'm smart, bro.
What do you mean?
First, I don't
pack. Of course, I know you're smart, but yes, I love it.
No, I pack light.
Yeah, yeah.
So already, like, I don't have that many things.
Okay.
And the whole thing about bringing items back, unless it's something really specific, like, oh, I want this G-Shock watch, or I want this...
G-Shock watches.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Or, you know, you want, like, these specific pair of Tims or iPhone, something like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not bringing it. I'm not bringing clothes, shoes, none of that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I can, for presents, if I can give you money, you're my best friend.
Yeah, it solves problems. You don't have to think about what should I get you.
You just come through, hey, here's your little money.
Or something.
You know?
Carry smart.
that's what I... that's...
Okay.
So I'm not overly concerned about...
Well, what I hear is you have the optional. You have optionality. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Some of us don't have optionality, bro. We don't have that choice. Okay. Before we even... you find a prepackaged bag already waiting for you to take. You don't have that choice. That is very nice. Yeah, we don't have... It's all right. It's like I said, one usually personal and...
One bag?
Yeah, one bag would be personal and the other bag would be, stuff that...
So the family carry-on and two bags. That's what
because, you know, in an actual flight, you get two bags.
Allocation. You know what's funny? My suitcase is actually more full coming back. Than going,
because going it could go like, both ways.
No, for me because I become essentially Marco Polo.
You just collect buy all these
spices and tea and like all this stuff and you know special peanut butter and it becomes like it's heavier than the suitcases I packed there. You know,
of course.
Yeah, but I don't know. It'll be much needed.
Oh, yes. We're looking forward to it. And what's it called? At least we will be away from the doom and gloom, the rain a little bit.
I haven't seen the sun in, I don't know.
It's been pouring. Yeah, we're going through it. Fall has just come and welcomed us in full effect.
Exactly.
I think Sunday was the only sunny day we've had in a minute.
It's been. And I was inside the house.
Yeah, at least house.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's been raining. Default settings have been activated.
Yeah.
So.
Seattle for you.
Time for coffee and that, you know?
Man, it's been a good season.
Mm-hmm. It's been, wow, guys. We've recorded all year. Pretty much. But
we've definitely.
What a fun season this was.
We've definitely fought through adversity, I think.
Oh, yes.
Location changes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yep.
But location changes, scedule conflicts.
Scheduling conflicts.
Eboy was finishing his master's. Let's get another round of applause.
Gracias. But yeah.
A lot of things, like outside open, so
yep.
We can finally start doing things.
Getting vaccinated, exactly. You know. Yep, all so of that.
It's been a good season, man, and it's been a good year for me.
Yeah.
I think we you know, it is what you make it, and I'm happy with what we've made it. You know?
Agreed. Like I said, it's when we look back, I said it's always great for me at least to reflect back because to why we even started or having this podcast, right? It was just something for us to document mm-hmm. that maybe who knows years later we can go back and listen to and share it with our close friends. That was the whole idea of this was like, you know, us documenting these conversations and being able to share it with our friends. And it turned out we have a lot more friends than we think we did because over the every season, you know, like I said, for me, that what I cherish or appreciate the most is just, you know, people I don't know reaching out, having their own opinions, asking mm-hmm. questions, engaging in dialogue and relating most importantly to what we're saying or kind of what our journeys are. So, yeah, that's always special to me. And, you know,
It's cool to see like what kind of reach you have, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you see somebody was listening from Botswana and you're like, oh, wait, like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, so it's been a fun season though.
Yeah.
I feel like every season we'll have our controversial moments. We'll have our, you know, crazy fun guys moment. We'll have our, of course, serious ones. Last year, you know, we were going through the whole George Floyd at one point mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. it was tough time. And, you know, this season, I remember vividly again when we had Chris and talking about the differences in Caribbean culture and African culture and, you know, how much dialogue that created on TikTok. I think over 300 comments or something.
Way more than
it's just our conversation that I just blew up like that.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting. Like I said, but it's tough though. You know, mm-hmm. kudos to all these people who just do it like every week and, you know, and just consistently being able to achieve it because it's tough. You know, us are what we're just going through to get this done required a lot of effort.
Yeah.
100%. So.
But yeah,
we're telling this to so that they can be easier on us.
Easy, you know, because we
we do try to get it done or try to record when we can. But as you guys see, we just take it as an excuse or a valid reason.
Exactly,
we'll leave it on your court. But no matter though, I really appreciate whoever listens and all the support we've had.
That's me too. If you have ever given us the time of day, we appreciate
it. Yeah. You know? Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, y'all see what's going on for the holidays.
If you haven't bought your ticket back home yet, we're in the first week of November. Either you got extra cash to splash or I'm sorry, try again next year or off season.
Yeah.
You're in the off season.
Or you're going to have to use those points.
You're going to have to use those points because, it's getting real late. Tickets need to be booked now.
In the game.
Yeah.
But yeah, so y'all see what's going on. Thank you guys for listening to season 3. Season 4 will be after the new year starts.
Yes, new year.
Can't believe I'm even saying new year. Yucky. Like,
we're about to be in 2022, bruh.
Exactly. Like we're already on FY22, the fiscal year.
Bruh, it's tough. I don't know if it's tough, but bruh, it's just crazy, man. Like, how time flies.
It's flying too damn fast. That's the problem.
You know, I was talking to the love where we get shocked when we find out like some people are like 21-ish.
Yeah.
Like, what? You're 21?
Yeah.
Dude, you don't look 21. And yeah. I was like, yo, like time really flies.
Time like, flies, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, when we first met, even for example, right? Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I would have been 19, no?
You were 19 and yeah. I was 20.
Yeah.
So it just gives perspective on how quickly, right? I'm about to be 27.
Yeah.
In like a couple of weeks. So yeah, time flies,
bro. Yeah, bro. Damn.
Boys,
Sheesh.
Boys, yeah. So it's exciting,
old,
you know?
Bro.
Boys are getting old. You know,
but for perspective, though, we're still young as hell. You know,
yeah, of course, like we've people, always been wise men.
Old people are like, y'all don't even know what's coming.
They don't know what's coming.
You know, here we're complaining about age.
It's like the TikTok when you ask someone what year they were born, and they were like 2001. I was like, and
yeah,
he's like, there's an and. Like, bro, can you believe some people were born in like 05, 06 out bro, here?
My little cousin Courtney, she was born in 2003,
bruh.
And I wake up, I'm seeing happy birthday, Courtney. I was like,
what? Yeah, fam. I'm telling you, we're like dinosaurs, man.
I knew you as a baby, you know?
See, this 2000, and if you're born in like 2001, bro, you're like 21 right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. I don't.
So. Look at us having our old guys into
it.
Yeah, I already accepted this already. I heard I was always looking for old age anyway. I
mean, nah, bro.
Like they say, I don't want to have 6 pounds. I want to have my belly. I'm ready for that bod, bro. I just want to have my dad bod and just be chilling.
Nah, bro. We got to live it up. CP just got back from Paris.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Shout out to the boy. Oh, there's a Mahdi fighter in the UFC.
What's his name?
His name is David Onama. I just want to shout him
He's
out.
He's a Mahdi. Oh, shout out to him.
Yeah. First Mahdi in the UFC, but first Ugandan in the UFC as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right, fam. So, we're going to have to be repping, bro.
I'm repping.
We need the powers of Uganda. You know, it's still on him.
Yo.
We need the pilau in him. The power of the pilau. The power. Exactly. We need the power, please. Yeah. Like, we got to support him.
Well, powers to him. I'm excited to see his career. And shout out to him being the first Ugandan and a Mahdi in the UFC. So
that's what's up, bro. Come on.
Powers. Ha,
Afrikaners are taking over UFC. We got three already. Three belts.
Champions.
Three belts.
Mm-hmm.
Time to make it four.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, what's up for, what's in store for DJ Anzo, man?
Man, we're working. I got a couple gigs coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So that'll be the 12th. I'm going out to Dallas for you've heard of Plug-In Sessions?
Yeah, yeah. Dope, yeah. Very dope.
Yeah, we're going to do a Plug-In
Sessions. Yeah.
We're going to do a Plug-In Sessions
in Dallas
on the 3rd. And then I'll be back home. Gonna DJ. Shout out Horacia. We're gonna DJ her wedding for a little bit.
You know, okay.
Do a little set.
Nice.
And then I'll be spiritual cleansing for a while, man.
Yeah. It's a must. It's a must. You see, DJ Anzo out here, guys. Yeah. You guys, this guy is being very humble. But
nah.
That, you know, what he's doing, you know, we're beyond proud of him.
Appreciate
and,
it.
And we, you know, just keep it going, man.
Appreciate
it. We're happy that you're realizing this talent. You finally use it.
Yeah.
Man's be out there, Anzo, global things. He got the swag is dead drip. You even got where's the DJ Anzo glasses? You know, you'll be using those.
Nah,
I'm just giving you, look, you know why I'm giving you this? I have your DJ Anzo glasses. Guys, this is the DJ Anzo glasses right here. I'm dead. Yo,
bro.
Yo, these glasses are actually kind of wavy, bro. I see. This is how it feels to be a DJ out here.
I see what I deal with, man. Nah, I'm dead. Where'd you even find those, bro?
The DJ Anza glasses, fam. This is the... No, Avengers Thor has his hammer. You know, Captain America has his shield.
Bro, where the hell did you even find
this
that?
This is the DJ Anzo's secret sauce right here, fam. This is it, guys.
Nah. I don't wear those guys.
Oh, this man.
Guy gonna make me laugh my head off.
Oh, man. I had to give you a tough time. I found him out. Before we record, I was like, I'm gonna set him up for this one.
Nah, this guy's a clown, bro. But yeah, on some real shit, shout out to all the people that's been bucking
yes.
me too. I really appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, like, yes, definitely.
Creative Vibes, DJ Nyrum, Afro Beast Party.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to my guy Ish. Like, yeah, we're really doing some things and I'm happy to be a part of it. But yeah.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep it up. Yeah, you know, and guys, stay in tune, man. Anzo got some heat always.
We working.
Come on. We're signing out.
Yeah.
I think we should also, you know, thank all our guests we've had.
Of course. Thank you to the guests. Season. Thank you to the guests.
It's been great dialogue,
mm-hmm.
and we appreciate you taking the time. It's always, like, fun. Like, all the guests we've had, everyone's just been awesome. Like, mm-hmm. really enjoyed it, and you know, they've contributed so much to the show.
100%. Yeah. Thank you to the guests for real. Yeah, thank you to Barry for working.
Yes, we have to give a shout out to Barry.
Yeah,
she's behind the scenes. Barry, you know, we love you and we appreciate all you do
everything
for us.
You do, yeah.
Barry does all our social media, all our promos, mm-hmm. you know, engagement. So she's really our third unknown member, you know.
Exactly.
She's not here. I wish she could have just walked in here and you guys waved to the camera.
Yeah,
you know, and then
yeah.
She's
always working.
We appreciate you, Barry. And 100%. We definitely would like to thank her for
100%. You know,
contributing to us and the growth we've had and to many more.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, that's season 3. Thank you guys for tuning in and rocking with us.
Yes.
We're going, like we said, we're going to take a spiritual cleansing break and we'll be back at it in FY22.
Yes, yes.
But yeah. Yeah. What else?
No, I think that's it. Anzo, well said. Like I said, engage with us. If you always have any questions or feel like you have any, you know, opinions or whatever, we're always free to reach out to us for anything. But yeah, other than that, you know, thanks Anzo for all the time and dealing with my schedules and you know, everything that has to go on.
Mine, bro.
And I don't have a chairs, or I only have my Kirkland bottle of water.
I don't even got
a hydration pack. But you can give me dabs. You can dabs me. Good stuff, and we'll keep it going, bro.
And no doubt.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in for season 3, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.